another Robert E. Callahan story of historic Indian trails, told by the old trapper. Indian Trails come to you daily at 8:15 p.m. over XEMO, a copyrighted historic type program now available in transcription series. Programs designed to educate as well as entertain. One sponsor only in each territory, and they can fit into any line of business. These stories are written and produced by Robert E. Callahan, creator of The Lone Indian, The Singing Bandit, Santa Fe Trail, and that nationwide radio show Death Valley Days. Gripping tales of signal fires, medicine men, of boom towns born overnight, nature, travel, and adventure. And remember, to each listener who sends a stamped envelope to Mission Village, Los Angeles, a good luck, solid copper, 7-point star will be sent with the compliments of the most unique tourist court in all America. A $150,000 enterprise catering to the better type tourist and helping to preserve the history of the American Indian and the pioneer. For details concerning the Callahan Radio programs, producers of the Indian Trails, write a letter to KMTR Hollywood or to XEMO Tijuana, Mexico, or visit the Indian Theater at Mission Village in Los Angeles. And here you will learn the true value of ideal radio shows which will fit into some leading firm in your community. Remember to pull your chair up closer now and listen as we tell you the story of the snake dance in Arizona. Out here in the Jotavia country, where the Hopi snake clan meet each year in a beautiful, fascinating, and ceremony which is only known throughout the world as the Hopi snake dance. Here we tell you from mud-baked houses, beneath a sunlit sky, with colors galore, green to represent the earth, yellow to represent the sun, red, blue, all types of colors to tell the story of the American Indian in his own way. Here you will see the story as we give it, an Indian show, a Hopi snake dance, one you will never forget. As I approach the plaza, I see thousands of people clamoring to get a good seat where they may see really whether these Indians do dance, do tease, and do play with real rattlesnakes. Well, the story is here. We're with you. All you need do is to pull up your chair near your radio and listen carefully and see for yourself. For the snake dance is now soon to be a reality for you.
Those funny-looking fellas are car wash from Oklahoma. They sure do like fancy feathers, bells, and color.
Why, there must be 200 eagle feathers in their headgear.
Yep, and they are the best dancers of the car war nation. You know, darn it, I want to tell you, none of the Indians wear the same kind of costume. Some of them look alike, but all Indian costumes are quite different. That's a sunrise call, the Thunderbird. It's a call for the antelope gods to appear. Oh, here they come now.
Why, I never saw such funny costumes.
Oh, yes, their headgear is made out of corn stalks and coon skin. The brown skirt they wear is a painted gunny sack, and you see each man is holding a gourd rattler.
But what do they shake them for?
Well, they are native Hopi boxes, what they call the Hopi box music house. As the Enloch gods take their stand near the kisa, the dancers will appear.
What's a kisa?
Why, that's what they keep the snakes in.
Well, how do the snake dancers dress?
Well, Nancy, they paint their bodies a brown black. They put white spots on the shoulder, arms, and chest, and they hang a coon tail to their waistband.
Does they wear any clothing at all?
Nope. Nude as a newborn duck. Look, here the snake dancers come now.
By him?
Well, maybe so, maybe not. But that ain't nothing, Nancy. You know, some of them darn Indians out here in Arizona will be holding a snake between their teeth pretty soon. You see, Indians are good to any kind of a snake. Matter of fact, a snake won't bother nobody if people don't bother them. Don't do that, Nancy. Don't ever use a Kodak out here. Oh, no, don't ever do that. You know, any person who takes a picture here will have the Kodak torn to pieces. Sometimes a fella is thrown into a dungeon and kept there without food or water for a whole week.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Don't ever try that again, Nancy. Keep your Kodak at home. It's a good thing they didn't see you do that.
All right, Uncle Luke. I won't do it anymore.
Look, the dance is on. Look. What did you say, Nancy? I heard you.
How long do they dance?
Boy, they dance until they feel all evil spirits are gone. You know, them four women out there from the crowd come in a little later and they pour cornmeal on the ground to form a cloud effect on which all the snakes are dumped into one big pile. Then four leading dancers will plunge their hands into the wriggling, death-dealing snakes, and they will wrap two or three around their neck and two or three around each arm, and then they dash from the plaza.
Where do they go?
Well, one man will go north, another will go west, and one will go south. And still another will go east. You know, this is tradition among the Hopi Indians. They go way out into the canyon or a sandy wash somewhere, and here they turn the snakes loose. And then they offer prayer, and then they come back to the village, believing, of course, that clouds will form and rain will come. And as a matter of fact, all the Hopi Indians will have peace and plenty for another year.
Round and round the dancers go, holding a snake by the tail, neck, head, or body. One big fellow has dropped his snake. It started crawling toward the audience. A white woman has fainted. One young Indian is finding pleasure in wrapping a hissing, wriggling reptile around his neck. Another has wrapped his body with four snakes, and a red tongue is hissing a song of death a few inches from the dancer's face. One dancer, fully 80 years old, is swinging a huge 6-foot snake over his head. Now he is turning to the audience and he's holding the doggone thing in his teeth. A few feet from where I stand, a little boy only 7 years of age the only surviving member of his tribe, is carrying a rattlesnake larger than his own arm, and he's handling it like a Christmas toy. I've never seen anything like this in my life.
For the dance, Uncle Luke?
Well, the snake dance, Nancy, is a deep and solemn prayer for rain. And it is given every year out here in Arizona in appreciation for the gathering of crop. According to history, 9 times out of 10, their faith in the Indian God is fulfilled. Listen.
Perfect day in Hopi Land, Arizona.
Oh, yeah, friends, that's the kind of dances that do out here in Arizona every year. I hope you enjoyed the story, and I hope you'll be tuning in when we give another story. This is the old trapper saying farewell just as the Indian would do. Yo-ho, yo-ho.
Friends, we hope you enjoyed this show. It was given just exactly as you might see the Hopi dancers in Arizona. And as we told you in the beginning of the program, these Hopi snake dances are given each year in Arizona. And the one you have just heard is only a part of the numerous programs we hope to present to you from time to time. Realizing American history should be preserved, realizing that the American Indian was our first American, we find pleasure in telling you just what has happened with the American Indian in his winding trail of life. Too few of us forget it was the American Indian who cut the first trail which has made possible the building of a Western empire. We close these programs as a general rule with a story telling the story of the Great Spirit, who says in part, may you be kind, may you be thoughtful, may you at all times keep your promises, and may you watch the sunset and the moonlit sky at night with one thought in your heart, one feeling in your hand, the Great Spirit will give you peace, give you health, give you happiness, if only you do the thing you should do.